This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, we took a look at the world of theatre this week on The Night Shift when actors Patrick Albrecht and Sadiq Sabwala joined us on the show to talk about a production called Ice Hole. Very unusual, used a lot of cardboard in the production, and what a story it has as well, including the plight of a mermaid. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Now, let's talk a little bit of theatre. And before we get to the actual production that we're going to be doing, I want to congratulate both of my guests who were winners at Short and Sweet. We have Patrick Albrecht joining us once again. Patrick, how are you?
Very good. Good to be here. Thank you very much, Mark, for having us.
It's a pleasure. And Sadiq Sabwala again. Sadiq, how are you, sir? So we're going to be talking in that language tonight. It sounded exactly a bit German, or it could be some German, maybe a bit of French in there. But before we get to that, congratulations in order. You guys did very well. I think were the champions at the recent Short and Sweet Festival.
Exactly. We part of the cast who won the public's choice.
What was the play again?
It was La Mouche 2.
So, and this is the one with the waiter serving a table, isn't it?
Correct, correct. Okay. And this is actually how we met, Sadiq and I.
Is it?
Yeah, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
What, Sadiq was serving you in a restaurant?
Not at all.
So this was, because I think this was the second edition of this play, wasn't it? There was a first one, Sadiq. Tell me about it.
Yes, that's correct. We met a couple of years ago when we did La Mouche 1. Mm. And that won the festival as well. And we took a break and then we came back with part 2 this year and that did really well.
Who wrote the script for the second edition?
It was the same writer.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephen Bittredge.
Yes, Bittredge. And it was a lot of fun. The second part was a little bit crazier and so we had a lot more fun.
Are you both waiters or are you one of the customers?
We're both waiters.
You're both waiters.
We're both waiters. And I don't know if you noticed our physiques, which are quite different. these actually on stage worked really, really well. I mean, we had a bit of a...
It's kind of Fawlty Towers-esque, isn't it?
Completely.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Fawlty Towers-esque. Anyway, congratulations for that. Now, you've come in not to talk about that, which is great to speak about, but something that's going to be coming out of the Junction from the 3rd to the 5th of May. Ice Hole is the title of the production. So tell me a little bit about... It's been labelled as a cardboard comedy. Let's start with Patrick. What's a cardboard comedy? Tell me about this production.
Okay, this is a very unique and original play. It's basically a story which is narrated, which is told through pieces of cardboard. So there's a lot of cardboard involved, and at the same time, the audience needs to be active in filling the gaps with their brain. So if I tell you that this cardboard is a tree, you have to figure out, right, that's a tree. And you'll get along the play. So it's a two-man show.
Yeah.
You have a narrator, someone who tells the story, which is Sadiq. Mm-hmm. And you have another guy running around who animates the story that he's telling. And that's me.
Yeah, it sounds very different than anything that I've had in this studio before. So, Sadiq, let's have your take on this one.
Right, you got a glimpse of what you're going to hear when we started the interview. So it's basically based in what we call an international language. It's supposed to make no sense, and yet it makes complete sense.
So this is a made-up language, kind of?
Yes, it is a made-up language with elements of actual language. So there are words elements that use actual words and then make no sense. And the sense is through the narration told by Patrick's character, which is all the cardboards that represent the story. So it's supposed to make no sense, but makes absolute sense.
Really? Yeah.
It's very visual. It's a very visual and physical play.
Right. You can't really memorize lines for this, can it? Or can you in this fictitious language, Sadiq?
Partially yes, partially no, yes. You have to have a backstory, obviously, and there's specific words that sound real but aren't, and they have to be memorized. I had to work on my version of what you call gibberish.
Mm, yeah.
And you can't just completely go and wing it. So we've been working on developing a sort of language for the last few months, and it's taken over our lives.
That must be really tricky. That must be really tricky to do.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's been a year in the making, this play, so it's taken over the year, a year of our life. And it's been.
Do you ever find yourself talking this gibberish to the family or at work?
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. It drives my kids crazy, and my wife refuses to listen to it, but she's going to come watch it anyways.
Right. We're going to come back and find out a little bit more about this cardboard play. It's going to be happening at the Junction Theatre, as I mentioned, and this is going to be from the 3rd through until the 5th of May. We'll come back with more from The Ice Hole.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
We are talking theatre at the moment, and a production that's coming to the Junction Theatre, May 3rd, 4th and 5th. The Ice Hole is what it's called. And I'm just looking at your flyer, guys. We've got Sadiq and Patrick. I'm just looking at your flyer. We've got a frozen lake. So I'm guessing somebody's fishing in the hole in the frozen lake. And we got a mermaid on there. Without giving the whole kind of story away, what are these characters kind of doing? What's it all about?
There are plenty of characters in this in this story that Sadiq will tell the audience. But basically, the pitch is he's fishing in a frozen lake. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Somewhere north, he fishes. He meets an encounter with a mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Falls in love somehow with this mermaid, and during the entire story he tries to find that mermaid again.
Right. Okay. And then this is where all these props come
in,
right?
Oh, it takes you to an entire journey.
Right.
Through different countries.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to find this mermaid who the fisherman fell in love with.
Correct.
And we're off on this journey. I mean, a lot of props, a lot of cardboard. Tell me who's made all these props, Sadiq.
Oh, we have a fantastic prop making team, production team, led by Lena Yunus. She's just fantastic. She's come in and been a miracle worker.
Must be very artistic, yeah?
Very artistic. There's more than 300 props. So she and her team have been working relentlessly. From like 9 to 7, pretty much for the last couple of months, getting everything ready, and we're so grateful.
Yeah. And what about the director of this? Let's talk about Mr. Corbett.
Exactly, Matthew, our director, who's rehearsing tonight because he will have his own play next weekend, The Bull.
Yeah,
which I encourage everyone to watch. Incredible acting. And we thought he's the right person to direct a play like The Ice Hole, which involves a lot of physicality, a lot of voice coaching, particularly for Sadiq.
Yeah. So Sadiq, I mean, this voice coaching, is it different accents or what kind of coaching have you had?
Yes, voice coaching, but before that, Patrick needs to be very physical. He's playing the mermaid, by the way, so he's. I think he has the physique for it. The vocal part, yes, there's coaching, mostly being able to enunciate better words that are in gibberish to make them sound better as well. As well as a little bit of a northern accent as well, almost Scandinavian while he's doing it. So it's.
Can you give me a little bit more gibberish? Just a couple of sentences, perhaps?
Okay. In a Norwegian sky, in a line, my cherry, cherry old bride. It was my helter skelter, pouring the day, staring the night. Half and all preparing the Kingston of the chai.
So that's what we're going to expect throughout this performance.
I assure you, it'll still make sense.
It will make sense. I'm guessing with all the props, when it comes together, it all makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
oh, definitely.
Sounds something really different. Is it, you know, something unique that you've never appeared in before? Something like this?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a French play. That I have seen in Paris. I spotted that award-winning play before booking my tickets and watching it.
Mm.
And I told Sadiq, look, this is something for you and I.
And who are the writers? Who wrote this?
So it has been written by Pierre Guillouin and Olivier Martin Salvan, two French writers. They work together since more than 17 years.
Yeah.
I think they won the Molière, which is the highest award in theater in France, of the public choices in 2022. And when we contacted them for the rights and for the support, because you mentioned the lines, how you learn the lines, it's more creation than a play that has been written. He was extremely kind to share with us all the recordings. And when we contacted him, he told us, guys, it's quite good because actually we are preparing a kind of, in brackets, English version for the French festival in Edinburgh.
Oh, right. Perfect.
So, yeah, the way of a great support, because this play, who looks so simple, is actually extremely complex. And I think this is the beauty also of the play. It looks simple, but what is behind the play is quite technical.
And you two guys have worked together before, as we just spoke about, winning the Short and Sweet. Has it been a different experience, or have you bonded even more as actors, would you say, Sadiq, on this?
Well, if you ask our spouses, we see each other more often than we see them in general. So we've obviously been very close friends since we met, and we bonded over theatre, but mostly a lot of other common interests. And this has been a great experience. We have good chemistry, so it was different. Obviously, it's very different to the shorter plays that we've done before. This is the first time we're working in a full-length play and this kind of unique thing. Obviously, Patrick came up with the idea, but he refused to do the play with me until he said, you have to fly to Paris and watch this. I can't explain this play to you.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did. Yeah. I flew there. And
when you saw it, what was your impression?
I was like, yep, it makes sense. We should do it. And now I understand, because I didn't really understand when he tried to explain it to me. I knew it sounded exciting, but it's something that you have to...
He wanted to be the mermaid. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're fighting over which part.
I think we were, but it made sense after watching the play.
By the way, I'm as much a mermaid than I am a lot of other characters and animals and things. Yeah. So.
What about in real life? Do you go fishing? Any of you guys?
We go sailing.
That's close enough, isn't it? All right, once again, give us the details then. The Ice Hole, we can see it at the Junction. Give us details for tickets.
The Ice Hole, a cardboard comedy, May the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th. We have an afternoon show as well at 2:30 on the 5th. With Complice Theatre, we always wanted to bring something new to Dubai, quality theatre, and to innovate. I think this is a play that unites all cultural, all languages of Dubai. I think it's a truly international play. It will take place at the Junction Theatre in Al Circle Avenue. And tickets are available on platinumlist.com.
Lovely. Well, to Mr. Mermaid and once again to Sadiq, thank you so much, guys, for coming in and having a chat.
Thanks
about
for having
this.
Us.
Thanks
and
for having
I'm
us.
I'm sure it's going to be absolutely amazing. That's The Ice Hole at the Junction.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.